Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I had a story I was going to talk about, but this is blowing up. This is blowing up before our very eyes. I know Sue Henry, my colleague before this show from 12 to 3, was talking about this tiff that's kind of going full-blown into the public with Elon Musk and Donald Trump about the Big Beautiful Bill. Elon Musk is obviously not a fan of the Big Beautiful Bill, and not for the reasons a lot of people are joining his side. He does not believe the cuts were enough. He thinks they should have codified the DOGE's cuts that were made rather than leaving it out of the bill. And a lot of the pork that was put in the bill, tax incentives for the middle class and the upper class, as well as the permanent tax cuts for those making under $30,000, shouldn't have been in there. It should have been more in line with reducing the deficit and getting a balanced budget. So that has gone back and forth. And today there was some back and forth between the president and Elon Musk about their relationship, saying, hey, you know, I don't know if it could be repaired. Well, and now it's gone from that to Donald Trump saying that he can balance the budget by canceling all of Elon Musk's government contracts. So that is no doubt a shot across the bow. And I was discussing that with Sue when we were changing shifts because that was just happening, you know, at the 3 o'clock hour when I came in. Well, Elon Musk has responded to that. Elon Musk has responded to that, and he just posted on X, and it's already got 10 million views at 3:10. Time to drop a reality bomb. At Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, Donald J. Trump. Posted by Elon Musk at 3:10 on this day. 10 million views. And right after that, 17 minutes later, he said, mark this post for the future. The truth will come out. So this is now a full-blown scorched earth. We're going to take each other's kneecaps out. So, I mean, this is not good, but I'm sure a lot of people will be celebrating this. It's childish, especially to deal with it on social media. You know, we've all seen those friends and family members who lash out on social media rather than dealing with the problem, and that's exactly what appears to be going on here. So that's the latest here, where Donald Trump basically said, you know, Elon Musk's issue was balancing the budget and making these cuts permanent and codifying a lot of the DOGE work that was done. And Donald Trump says, okay, you want me to balance the budget? All I need to do is cancel all of Elon Musk's government contracts. So I guess that in turn had Elon Musk, as he said in his post, to drop a reality bomb. This is in no doubt. This is a no doubt going to get worse before it gets silent. And it's going to be interesting to see this goes. And, you know, I was told that there would be no lack of things to talk about with a Trump White House. And that has absolutely come to fruition. And if you're, you know, I've never had this show while Donald Trump has been president. He was out of office when I took the show, and, you know, he just got reelected. But this is does make for good talk radio, I guess. So are you on Team Elon or are you on Team Trump? Or do you have to be on either? You know, let them work it out like adults. But it appears as of right now, this is going to be taken out on social media, which is never good for anyone. And we've seen this in real life, you know, in our small little circles. Because like I said, we all have friends or family who lash out on social media, and you know, you look at it, you read it, and you go, what are they complaining about now? Who are they? And then you have the people go, I think they're talking about me. I think they're saying something about me. And then you post a passive aggressive thing because you think they're talking about you. And a lot of times they're not even doing that. So this is going to get interesting, to say the least. It's 3:41 here at WILK. We'll be back.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.